and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today is a memorial of Saint Agatha and Wednesday of the fourth week of ordinary time. And from South Africa, we hear from Father Martin Badenhorst. Father Martin is a pastor and a lecturer in Scripture at St. Augustine College in Johannesburg. His preaching today is entitled, They Knew Him Too Well.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus went to his hometown, and his disciples accompanied him. With the coming of the Sabbath, he began teaching in the synagogue, and most of them were astonished when they heard him. They said, "Where did the man get all this? What is this wisdom that has been granted him, and these miracles that are worked through him? This is the carpenter, surely, the son of Mary, the brother of James and Joseph and Jude and Simon. His sisters too, are they not here with us?" And they would not accept him. And Jesus said to them, "A prophet is only despised in his own country, among his own relations, and in his own house." And he could work no miracle there, though he cured a few sick people by laying his hands on them. He was amazed at their lack of faith. The Gospel of the Lord. What we know people to be and who they truly are is often at loggerheads. Here, so clearly illustrated by the fact that the people who knew Jesus the best did not know him at all. It is also true of today's saint, Agatha. The beginning of the calendar year sees the celebration of a number of young women martyrs whose names are inscribed in the Roman canon. Agatha, who lived between approximately 231 and 251 AD, was one such. Her life has turned into legend, yet enough strands remain for us to see that, because of her youth and her following of this strange new Christian faith, those around her saw her as frivolous and empty-headed. Ideas and opinions soon turned on their head by her steadfast faith, even in the face of the most outrageous and dehumanizing torture. She was martyred during the persecution of Decian. She is patroness of several Italian regions, above all of her native Catania in Sicily. Knowing others and even ourselves too well can make us blind to the work of the Holy Spirit in our lives. We see that blindness around the ministry and person of Jesus over and over again in the Gospels. That blindness serves as a warning to us, since every gospel episode also utters a call to conversion. Luke amplifies this rejection at Nazareth, given us briefly here in Mark's Gospel today. Luke includes Jesus reading the prophet Isaiah with the promise of giving sight to the blind. In Luke, the people slowly realize Jesus is speaking to them and about them and reject him. In Mark, the blindness of the people to Jesus forms here the core of the narrative. They knew him too well to know anything about him. And what they knew about him was not all that positive, since they refer to him as his mother's son, thereby reviving memories of the gossip and slander which surrounded his conception in a small village where everyone knows too much about each other. Now we have made of the entire world a small village where we know too much about each other. And, like the aspersions cast on Mary and Jesus, our knowledge too often lacks fact. Our political life amplifies this as well. And we see so much name-calling of individuals and groups of people leading to the great divisiveness, which we seem to celebrate more than challenge in our own day and age. This gospel and its parallels, as well as the lives of those early young women martyrs such as Agatha, Agnes, and Cecilia, all call us to look carefully at our well-worn attitudes to people and groups of people. Examine the bitterness and prejudice we might have unconsciously built up against others, and even against ourselves. To start that undertaking, let us take to heart the words we heard in the first reading from the letter to the Hebrews. Always be wanting peace with all people, and the holiness without which no one can ever see the Lord. Be careful that no one is deprived of the grace of God, and that no root of bitterness should begin to grow and make trouble. This can poison a whole community. Amen.